Next up, we have this fellow has a beautiful family who's partly here tonight and is the reason that he needs to go early. So put your hands together for Sean Chandler, everybody.
Inevitably, in a conversation that goes on for a while with somebody, they'll find out that I was raised Jehovah's Witness. And they will get a little round-eyed and get this look. It's a mix of concern, apology, and just fear. And they'll ask me, how was that? And in my head, I think that they are thinking to themselves, he must have a really hard time figuring out who of his father's sister's wives is his actual biological mother. Or was he harmed escaping the compound? The truth of the matter is, my life was fairly normal. Aside from the not celebrating birthdays, not celebrating Christmas, spending Saturday mornings knocking on strangers' doors, offering to watch Tarzan Awake instead of watching cartoons, my life was fairly normal. My family traveled a lot. Every summer, there was the annual trip with my mom's side of the family to the beach, which kind of like a circus that was three loose bolts away from losing their Ferris wheel. And the occasional trip to New England with my father's side of the family, which is how I became a Red Sox fan. You know, we had these camping trips with other families that were huge and amazing. We had family friends that were so close that you couldn't get away with anything. No matter when you thought you were hidden away, you would get busted for whatever you were doing that was not appropriate. There was these amazing fishing trips with my grandfathers and incredible cooking experiences with my grandmothers. So, all in all, my family life was pretty normal, aside from, you know, not ever celebrating Christmas, which when you don't celebrate Christmas, you don't know what you're really missing. You're not losing out on anything. And aside from that, growing up a Jehovah's Witness, I was a Chandler, which I always like to think of if Jehovah's Witnesses were a mafia, the Chandler family would be kind of like the Sopranos. We weren't really the Corleones. We weren't that high up, but we still had clout. I remember this one time when my best friend Michael was getting married. I was living in North Carolina at the time, and I had to travel from the construction site that I was living in, come all the way up, head into Harrisonburg, stopped off on that, those places where you use the restroom and buy a bag of chips. The rest stop, thank you, to change clothes, which is kind of gross. But I changed clothes there, got into something somewhat respectable, arrived at the party. I must have looked at like somebody who just came out of the lower levels of hell fighting his way through to this party where everybody's immaculate, and this gentleman who is acting as pretty much the director of the feast comes across the dance floor, intercepts me, and is basically escorting me back out the door. This lady who's watching this entire process comes across the opposite side of the dance floor, comes over and says, "It's okay, he is Dave Chandler's son." This gentleman stops, turns, wide-eyed, looks at me. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were Brother Chandler's son. I am sorry. Please come in. My friends thought it was hysterical. I thought to myself that it was kind of sad that I wasn't my own person, but it was kind of funny. That being said, one thing said about my family that is true was something that someone had told my friend Michael. They had said this to Michael, that whatever happens to Sean is on his own shoulders because he has the best parents that anybody could offer. That is true. Dave and Jenny Chandler are like the kindest people you ever want to meet. Dave is perhaps one of the most intelligent people I've ever known in my life. And they were there from everything, from sickness to being bullied by people on the bus. They were always there for me. So, when the day came, and I will only qualify this by saying that I am no longer a Jehovah's Witness. When the day came that I had to tell my parents that I was no longer a Jehovah's Witness, that I had been disfellowshipped, which is a term that my friends and I deemed as diffed because we wanted to sound cool. I told my parents that I was diffed. My dad took it a little bit better than I thought he would. I think he always assumed that I would come back to the fold. My mother, on the other hand, did not take it so well. She went white. I have never seen color drain from somebody's face the way it did with her. And then she ran the gamut of emotions. Denial. No, this can't be. That you're lying. To grief and self-blame of saying, no, I'm sorry, this is my fault, I was a bad mother. To shock, which was pure silence, which I used that opportunity to make it for the door. I hugged my parents, I said goodbye. At that moment, my mom pulled herself back together and said, use this opportunity to get back together with your friends that have been disfellowshipped. I said, Mom, aside from one or two of those people, I never liked them people when they were Jehovah's Witnesses. I made my way to the door and got out to my car. I was heading home to my apartment. And as I opened the door, the fourth emotion hit, and it was anger. Sean! Yeah? She will break your heart, and all of the others, too. That was in reference to my girlfriend at the time. I said, Mom, that's really has nothing to do with it. I got in my car and I drove home with this mixed feeling of relief that something had been lifted from my shoulders and this hole that was this emptiness that I thought I would never have again until those two.
Sean Chandler, everybody.